Welcome to CNN Student News, 10 minutes of commercial-free news for middle and high school classrooms. I'm Carl Azus. We appreciate you watching. First stories about a trip across the Pacific. President Obama is headed to four countries over the next week. He started in Japan. From there, he'll fly west to South Korea. The third leg of the trip will take him near the equator to Malaysia, and then he'll visit the Philippines before heading back home to the U.S. The president arrived in the Japanese capital of Tokyo yesterday. Japan's prime minister took him to dinner at a world-famous sushi restaurant. There's a formal state dinner scheduled for today, and throughout this trip, President Obama has some formal diplomatic challenges on his plate. One includes questions of how the U.S. can shift attention to Asia when it's been so focused on Syria, Ukraine, and the Middle East.
Well, it's interesting. Right in the midst of the Ukraine crisis, in which the U.S. has tried to take the lead in finding a diplomatic solution there, here comes this very important Asian trip where some of the countries to be visited have very similar territorial worries, even disputes with China. It's not so easy to espouse the values of national sovereignty and territorial integrity in one part of the world and then not address it in another. In fact, one Japanese newspaper asked President Obama about it even before he landed, about these disputed islands between Japan and China in the East China Sea. And the president didn't try to walk some middle ground. He definitively said he sides with Japan on this as the rightful administrator of those islands and said that the U.S. opposes efforts to undermine that. Then you look at the Philippines and Malaysia. They have their own issues with China. So this is sure to be a topic that comes up again. And at times, it is a sensitive one as this trip progresses. Michelle Kosinski, CNN, Tokyo.
For the first time in history, two popes, leaders of the Catholic Church, are being canonized at the same time. Canonization is when someone is declared a saint. It's a formal recognition by the Catholic Church that says someone lived a holy life, is in heaven, and that he or she deserves to be honored and imitated by the Catholic faithful. There have been 266 popes in all. 83 of them have been canonized. That includes Pope John the 23rd, who led the Catholic Church between 1958 and 1963, and Pope John Paul II, who led between 1978 and 2005. They're being declared saints this Sunday. And there's an air of expectation and excitement in Vatican City, seat of the Roman Catholic Church.
Overnight, it seems, the tourist shops around Vatican Square are packing in new lines of trinkets and books. Their focus? Two former popes. And sales are booming.
Usually we sell more small images, cards with the prayer, or also the rosaries with the images. They are sold very well.
Never before have two popes been turned into saints on the same day. And Catholics and non-Catholics alike are curious, not only about Pope John the 23rd and John Paul II themselves, but also why they should become saints and why the unprecedented double canonization. Part of it goes back 50 years to the Second Vatican Council, called by John the 23rd to modernize the Church. The young Bishop Carol Wojtyla, who was to become John Paul II, was a part of those meetings too. But in the end, the council left the church divided between those who wanted more reform and those who wanted to stick with tradition. Those who knew both men will tell you that Pope Francis is now trying to heal that rift by canonizing two council participants who have come to represent those opposing views.
The Pope is going to bring together in one ceremony the father of the council and the son who put it into action.
Others will tell you that the reason for creating two new saints is because they share Catholic values that make them apt role models for our times.
But there's another, perhaps less spiritual reason. Call it reflected glory in the most literal sense of the term. For Pope Francis, who's already becoming one of the most popular popes in modern church history, to associate himself with two of his predecessors who are also admired can only enhance his reputation, perhaps strengthen the church.
In fact, Francis, John the 23rd, and John Paul II are three church superstars coming together for one canonical moment, certain to unite Catholics and perhaps renew their faith. So, while the Catholic Church already has thousands of saints, and adding two more might not seem like such a big deal, The double canonization of two popes takes on a historical, theological, and popular significance. Many church fathers hope will give new energy to a most ancient organization. Jim Bitterman, CNN, Rome.